Blog Talk Radio.
The laws keep coming. Power for all of you and the giving of power to everyone else. Will you be the one that uses power? Episode 438, The Laws of Power, 21 through 25, live on The Real Hoodoo.
The views and opinions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Live from Chicago, the crossroads of America, Papa Say. Papa Say is a highly acclaimed Hoodoo practitioner and fourth-generation seer with over 50 years' experience in the spiritual path. Boasting a worldwide clientele from various age, education, economic and ethnic groups, Papa Say shares a vast wealth of knowledge with those who have both the desire to learn and will to do what it takes to control the many problems in life. Celebrities and regular persons alike use these same things offered in these broadcasts and now experience true happiness and peace of mind that comes when your problems are finally solved. Papa Say uses the secret knowledge taught to him by his parents and ancestors, along with practical knowledge from the Igbo in West Africa, the Seminole in the swamps of Florida, and the old Hoodoo root workers of Louisiana. Along with his formal education in theology, anthropology, and parapsychology, brings holistic dimension that touches you. Spirit. Mind and body. And now your host, Papa Say.
God bless my father's children. Here, there, and everywhere. Bonsoir and welcome to the only genuine Real Hoodoo broadcast on the airwaves. This is your host, Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, officially known as Bayou Jean, Dr. John, the Swamp Wizard, Papa Say, and your Hoodoo Daddy, promising to tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God. Let me say that I love you, and you, and even you. And it makes no difference what you think of me, but it does make a difference what I think of you. I cannot allow hatred, jealousy, prejudice, religion, or greed to be a part of me. For I know, and I want you to know, that the real hoodoo brings light, love, and life to the world. God bless you, my family. God keep you. God lift his eyes upon you. And God give you peace. May he bless your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. This is my prayer for you. It has always been my prayer. And it will be my prayer. It will be my prayer. Well, today, we have the laws of power again. Law 21 through 25. Now, these laws are very, very concrete. They are some of the laws which most of you have gone through. But I'm ashamed to say it. Some of you have failed and haven't listened to it. Yes, you haven't listened to it. You failed. But I know that you're listening to it, and you will pick yourself up again. You will do it. Now, for those that want to listen, now that want to give a comment, you can do that. You can do that. Just call area code 619-924-9801. That number again, 619-924-9801. Well, I have something. this Friday, we will be having our new moon, authentic hoodoo reading. They will be this Friday, the 16th, at 7 p.m. here on Blog Talk Radio, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. So now I advise you to be at it. Be at it, because it is always a perfect, well, it's something people want. It's something they want. So this Friday, you be here at 7 p.m. for the new moon authentic hoodoo readings. Now, some of you, I'm going to tell you again, some of you would listen to the 48 rules, but now it seems too hard. It seems like too bitter a pill to swallow. Well, I want you to know things. I want you to know something. Bitter pills are sometimes the most beneficial pills. I'll say it again. Bitter pills are sometimes the most beneficial pills, because they get us thinking correctly. Correctly. Now, these bitter pills are something that people really, well, they really aren't looking for it. They aren't looking for it. Now, you might say, well, where is he getting these 48 laws of power from? Well, I want you to know, I don't have them. I have a PDF with them listed on them. Just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I have them all listed. That's all I got. These 48 rules, 48 laws, are so great that somebody had to write about them. And his name is Robert Greene. Robert Greene wrote a book on the 48 rules of power. Laws of power, 48 laws of power. And I'm happy he did, because it shows me that true minds think alike. Oh, yeah, true minds think alike. Now, if I could get a copy of that book, well, I guess I could be something great or whatever. But until I do, well, when I do, I'm going to take it and read it my own self. But until I do, I will be just giving you out certain picks of it, a certain teasing of it, a certain part of it that will help you to become a better person. Yep. Now, I tell you what I'm going to do today. I'm going to give you the two commercials. I'm going to give you them. And I'm going to give you one song. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to give you one more commercial, which I want to really put down in you. So this thing is something which you have to get. It's something you have to get, and I offer it to everybody. Why? Because you want to be a hoodoo. You want to be a hoodoo. And being a hoodoo means that you have power in every situation. Yeah, being a hoodoo means you will have power in every situation, and you won't be around skipping and trying to figure out what to do. You will take the power point. You will take the power. Now, the power point is a point that you will refuse. You refuse to do without. You will refuse it. You will take the power position. Why? Because it's yours. You will take it because it's yours to have and to hold. Now, I tell you what, some people get offended, but it's still yours to have and to hold. And you keep it. Now, here they are, but, you know, some people will look at this and say, oh, it's damaging, oh, it's not what I thought it would be. I read something else in Sunday school. Yeah, but where did Sunday school get you? Where did it get you? You ain't nothing now. Where did it get you? You better listen to this. You better listen to this and take it to heart and grow by it. Grow by it. Now listen. Listen to this. Don't go nowhere from it, because we will be right back.
New Moon is coming soon, and you've got to be ready for it. So ready yourself with your abundance checks, this month's energy, and all of the teaching for this month that Papa Say has to offer. But most of all, be at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings for this month. They start on the new moon and last for only 3 days. For the past 5 years, each and every month, this has been a special feature of Real Hoodoo and Papa Say. Many have been blessed with new homes, better finances, restored relationships, and better employment all through these readings. A new addition is, now they last from 5 to 7 minutes, giving you more information than ever before. Be there along with that special friend or loved one at the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. That's the New Moon Authentic Hoodoo Readings. When? The New Moon for 3 days. Remember, there's only one Real Hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
When you're in need, be sure to use Papa Say. Papa Say is a fourth-generation seer and an all-around hoodoo root doctor. Papa Say is that surefire person for getting whatever done to make your situation better. Papa Say can help you with everything from success in love to a continuous flow of money. Papa Say can remove that evil eye that's destroying your life and your future. Papa Say helps women get and keep their man and kids off the street, off of drugs, and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use a tarot or a crystal ball. He uses an ordinary deck of playing cards, a time-honored method used by all real hoodoos. Papa Say can look through muddy water and spot dry land. He's not an ordinary reader or psychic. He's your holy spiritual advisor. You need him? Call him at 1-800-ASK-KEEN. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN. And ask for extension 055-9865. That's 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there's only one real hoodoo and only one Papa Say.
Is your success flying away from you? Is your money gone before you get it? Does everything you touch turn from sugar to shit? Then you need a miracle from Almighty God. Papa Say is your holy spiritual advisor. He helps with all spiritual and metaphysical problems. No matter how big or how small, God uses Papa Say to get rid of them all. Papa Say can look at the muddy water of deceit and see dry land, the good life, here and far away too. Papa Say helps married people and their children. He takes them off the streets, off the bottle, off of drugs and out of jail. Papa Say doesn't use tarot or a crystal ball. He uses the hand of Almighty God to see yesterday, today, and tomorrow to help you in your everyday life. Papa Say gets you out of trouble and puts you into the favored life of peace, prosperity, and paradise. Yes. Have no further questions? Then contact Papa Say at 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. That's 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. 1-800-ASK-KEEN, extension 055-9865. Remember, there is one holy spiritual advisor, and that is Papa Zay.
Listen to this. Take notes. Take notes if you can. Because this is some dynamite stuff. This stuff is dynamite. Okay, Law 21. play a sucker to catch a sucker. Seem dumber than your mark. Law 21. Play a sucker to catch a sucker. Seem dumber than your mark. Now, what does that mean? Make your victims feel validated and supported. Toot their horn, if you will. People like to feel intellectually superior. This will disarm them, and they will not hold suspicion that you have other plans in your mind. People like to feel intellectually superior. They do. They love to feel as though that they are smarter than this person over here. Now, if you do this, this will totally disarm them. And it will not hold suspicion that you have other plans in mind. Know how to use stupidity. The wisest man plays his cards at times. He don't play them all at once. He plays them at times. There are occasions when the highest wisdom consists in appearing not to know. You must not be ignorant, but capable of playing it. You must not be ignorant, but capable of playing it. Law 22. Use the surrender tactic. Transform weakness into power. Use the surrender tactic. Law 22. Use the surrender tactic. Transform weakness into power. Surrendering in a situation where you are weaker gives you power. Surrendering rather than allowing yourself to be defeated helps maintain your control. I'll say it again. Surrendering rather than allowing yourself to be defeated helps maintain your control. Now, you took control of the situation rather than being a victim of it. You did. Now, this is the essence of the surrender tactic. Now, listen good. Here it is. Inwardly, you stay firm, but outwardly, you bend. Inwardly, you stay firm, but outwardly, you bend. Deprived of a reason to get angry, your opponents will often be bewildered instead. They can't get mad. They can't. So all they can do is just be bewildered, be somebody who's, you know, well, he said, well, I don't know that, you know, and just forget it. Yeah. And they are unlikely to react with more violence, which would demand a reaction from you. Uh-huh. Instead, you are allowed the time and space to plot the counter moves that will bring them down. Instead, you are allowed the time and space to plot the counter moves that will bring them down. Okay. Law 23. Concentrate your forces. Law 23. Concentrate your forces. Forces on one thing Focus on one thing and grow it. Focus on one thing and grow it. Concentrated effort usually equals a stronger impact or force. Concentrated efforts usually equals a stronger impact or force. Concentrate on one thing and grow it. Okay? Now, there's a time to disobey that. Yeah, there's a time to disobey it. In certain conditions, it is best to diversify your forces. This is to protect you in the case that one thing diminishes and inadvertently kills you, falling out of power. See, so if you come to that point, if one thing is being diminished, you just change it. You just diversify it. It keeps you. It keeps you alive. It protects you. Instead of you falling out, that one thing really can wind up destroyed. Yes, it can. Now, single-mindedness of purpose, total concentration on the goal, and the use of these qualities against people less focused, people in a state of distraction. Such an arrow will find its mark every time and overwhelm the enemy. If you have singleness of purpose, total concentration on the goal, and the use of these qualities against people less focused, people in the state of distraction, such an arrow will find its mark every time, and overwhelm the enemy. Now, I know you don't believe that, but it works. It works. Prize intensity more than eccentricity. Perfection resides in quality, not quantity. Extent alone never rises above mediocrity. And it is the misfortune of men with wide general interests that while they would like to have their finger in every pie, they have one in none. Intensity gives eminence and rises to the heroic in manner sublime. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think about it? Prize intensity more than extensity. Perfection resides in quality, not quantity. Just think of that. It resides in quality, not quality. Extent alone never arises above mediocrity. And it is the fortune of men with wide general interests. With wide general interests. You find somebody with some wide general interests, I'm telling you, this is what will happen. That while they would like to have their finger in every pie, they have one in none. Now, you should be nutting up all over yourself now. Because I have given you a step with which to control these people. I have given you a step to control them. Now, in Law 24, play the perfect courtier. Law 24, play the perfect courtier. Keep yourself in good company. Hold yourself strong. Flatter people and yield to your superiors. Yeah. You're trying to win. That's all. You are a winner. You aren't a person that'll just play to be playing. You are mean to win. You mean to win. Courtiers are like magicians. They deceptively play with appearances. Yep, they deceptively play with appearances. Only letting those around them see what they want them to see. That's all it lets. It lets them see what he wants them to see. Wants to see. Not so much deception and manipulation afoot. It is essential to keep people from seeing your tricks and glimpsing your sleight of hand. They must not see your tricks. They must not see what you're trying to do. And you give them the appearance that nothing is happening. Great courtiers throughout history have mastered the science of manipulating people. They make the king feel more kingly. They make everyone else fear their power. They are magicians of appearance. Knowing that most things at court are judged by how they seem. Not how they are, but how they seem. That's all. Just by how they appear to be. Great courtiers are gracious and polite. Their aggression is veiled and indirect. Masters of the word, they never say more than necessary. Yeah, they never say more than this. Getting the most out of a compliment or hidden insult. They are magnets of pleasure. People want to be around them because they know how to. Everybody wants to be around somebody like that. Yeah, they want to be. What you got to do is learn to use it to your advantage and not just somebody else use it to their advantage. Now you say, oh, well, Papa, I ain't got no group. Well, yes, you do. Yes, you do. That group you around now, that little group there, no matter what it is, it might be just two or three, but that group is the group. Yes, the group. And I tell my cousin so, it matters not how strong the opposition is. It don't matter. Because their opposition is against themselves. You just have to be smarter than them. That's all. You are smarter than them. But make them think that they are smarter than you, which will cause them to make mistakes. And when they make the mistakes, when they make them, the mistakes will be big. Do you hear me? Do you hear me now? It will be big. It will be a big one. It won't be unnecessary. It'll be a big one. One you don't have to worry about. Okay? One you don't have to worry about. Now, Law 25. Recreate yourself. Law 25. Recreate yourself. Now, number you don't do this. No, number you don't do this. But this is something which you have got to learn to do and do it. It is a law which I'm talking about myself, which I have had to do and learn. Why? Because it makes sense. It makes sense. Whenever necessary, recreate your identity. If one identity bores you, feel free to create another. If you fall out of power, change your identity and you can regain it. Yeah, you can regain it. Now, I have felt that way. I felt that way that Papa Say was just a showboat. Just one who was around switching himself. And he used to have a whole bunch of people follow him. He used to have his meetings was filled up. Now, it ain't nothing. It ain't nothing. So, you know what Papa Say did? This Papa Say got mad. Got mad at himself. And started looking at himself. And then I realized that the only person that needed to be recreated was me. Yeah, it was me. It wasn't you. It wasn't you. It wasn't this one over here. You know, there is a boy, an Igbo boy, that had all kind of stuff out on me. All kind of bad stuff. All kind of gibble, all kind of mess. And I didn't pay attention to him. And he seemed like his whole life was to get Papa Say, just tear me down. And that was it. Well, you know the type of person I am. I like to be liked by everybody. But this little nigga, I could not be liked. I couldn't be liked. He just kept on and kept on and kept on. And then one day, you know, I told him he was shocking at my name, Papa Say. And he came up with an English name. And I told him, well, that's not my name. You fool, that is not my name. My name is Jean Leon Devereaux. That is my name, Jean Leon Devereaux. And what do you know what happened? My father, really, my grandfather changed my name. He changed my name to John Willis. Instead of John Devereaux, John Willis. And I told him, you know, and I had to think about it. And I told him, I said, well, you know, what I want to do is thank you. I want to thank you 100%. I want to thank you. Because what you did is you brought out of me something which I was afraid of. You know what it was? It was nothing. It was nothing. I had to change my identity, which I do not. I say my name is John Devereaux. You know, I say that it's so quick that, you know, well, I really don't care. I use John, Monsieur John Leon Devereaux all the time. All the time. And you know what? I have not heard from him no more. No more. That is an example of what the power of change can do. The power of recreating yourself can do. Now, make yourself into a character of power. Knowing yourself, working on yourself, like clay, should be one of your greatest and most pleasurable life tasks. It makes you, in essence, an artist. An artist recreating yourself. The final step in the process of self-creation is self-consciousness. Being aware of yourself as an actor and taking control of your appearance and emotions. As Diderot said, a bad actor is one who is always sincere. I say it again. The bad actor is the one who is always sincere. See, I was a bad actor. I was a bad actor. I always gave myself a this. People who wear their hearts on their sleeves out in society are tiresome and embarrassing. Their sincerity, notwithstanding, it's hard to take them seriously. Those who cry in public may temporarily elicit sympathy, but sympathy soon turns to scorn and irritation at their self-obsessiveness. They are crying to get attention. We feel. And the malicious part of us wants to deny them the satisfaction. Their satisfaction. Learn to play many roles, to be whatever the moment requires. Adapt your mask to the situation. Be protein in the faces you wear. Now listen, Bismarck played this game to a profession. To a liberal, he was a liberal. To a hawk, he was a hawk. He could not be grasped. And what cannot be grasped cannot be consumed. That's right. What cannot be grasped cannot be consumed. Oh, I wish you heard that. I wish y'all knew that. I wish each and every one of you, I wish each and every one of you would hear that. Would hear that. Every one of you. If it looks like you ain't making it, change your identity. Change to one that would be better. That's all. It's easier. I did it. Now, if I say my name is John Leon Willis, they don't say nothing. If I say you know, that my name is Monsieur Jean-Léon Devereaux, they don't know. If I tell them my name is Bayou Jean, no, well, who's that? Or Dr. John, who is that? Or the Swamp Wizard, who is that? Only thing they know is Papa Say. If I tell them I'm the Hoodoo Daddy, they don't know. They don't know who that is. So, by recreating myself, what happened? I became a new person. Hallelujah. I became a new man. And that man was something. He was something which had to be reckoned with, and which they could not reckon with him. All they could do is what they had done. That's leave him alone. John Devereaux, better known to many as Papa Say. I am your spiritual advisor for all things, and especially for money, success, love, and luck. I've been doing this for over 50 years in some of the most difficult situations and with great success to it. If you've been having trouble with money, success, love, or luck, then contact me, Papa Say, at mail.com to get a fix for you for any or all of these problems. One thing, I have just one thing that I must do. That is to get rid of all your problems. By a hook or with a double hook, I'll get rid of all these making a terrible storm in your life right now. So don't wait. Contact me and make a difference in your life today. Get a pencil and piece of paper and write down my address. That's papasay@mail.com. papasay@mail.com. With this, I can't miss. Contact me, papasay@mail.com for money, success, love, and luck. papasay@mail.com for money, success, love, and luck. Or you can write me at Papa Say, Box 993, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. Papa Say, Box 993, Chicago, Illinois, 60617. Hey, listen, there is no problem too big or too small. God uses me to get rid of them all. Well, to all of you, you were so kind tonight. You've been one of these audiences whom I have to, I guess I have to write home about. Yeah, because you've been so good. You've been so really good. You have. I do thank you. I do thank you that you came and spent some time with me and listened to what I had to say. I hope you found out something. I hope you did. Now, tomorrow night, we will be back with the 48 Laws of Power, Law 26 through 30. 26 through 30. And you be here. You be here at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time tomorrow. The 48 Laws of Power, Law 26 through 30. Now you be here. Be sure you make it, because we will be having that just for you. Just for you. Now, with all of you, with all of you, come to the new moon. The new moon. Authentic hoodoo readings on Friday, this Friday, the 16th, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Now that's the new moon. The new moon. Authentic hoodoo readings on Friday, February the 16th at 7 p.m. 7 p.m. on time. Now you be there, because it will be a blast. It'll be a blast. And you better invite your friends. Tell your friends to come if they want it. If they want, if they have something that they need to know or to do or something like that, I will be giving new moon reading. Now, the thing about a new moon reading is this. It is so encompassing. First of all, it gives you everything for the month coming. I will give numbers. You will have a perfect blessing to receive everything that you want. So now, don't forget it. Friday, the 16th, February 16th, at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. Now, for everyone that has been here, you've heard me say this before, and I still am saying it. I have certain types of things which you can get on. You can hear me on LibSync, LibSyn, Stitcher, Stitcher, iHeart, iHeart, all of them, iTunes. You know, you hear me on that. You use them for something, you know, just use them for something which you will use for a commercial. Use it for you. If you have to get a radio series or something that you missed, go to that. All of our recordings are on it. They're recorded on it. Now, we don't record in a phone or something. We don't record that way. All our programs are live. But in that, you can hear a recording of our program. You can hear a recording. And if you want to, just make a subscription to it. Just make a subscription to it. Then you don't have to go to it. You just hook up that line and pow, you're on there. Yeah, it's real easy. It's real easy. But now if you get a chance, I ask you to give us a review of what we did and what we didn't do. Can you do that? I hope so. I hope you can do everything which you are known to do. And we look to you to help us with this. Now, to everyone that's here, I have something to say. Good night, goodbye, and God bless you.
The views and opinions expressed on the preceding program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily those of this broadcast facility, its management, staff, nor its sponsors. Thanks to everyone in our entire audience for listening to this broadcast of Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. Your host for this broadcast was Papa Say. Chatroom supervision provided by BT Destiny. The executive producer was George Carr. The broadcast director was James Best. On-air announcers were Myron Bast and Dorothy Knight. On-air announcer for Spanish was Diego Montoya. On-air announcer for French was Michel LeBlanc. Telephone screening provided by Nicole Lofton. Music recording and engineering provided by JT's Cop Database Engineering. The music heard on this program is under license by ASCAP and BMI. On-air engineering and recording for post-program archive provided by Blog Talk Radio, a corporation licensed by the State of New York with corporate offices in New Jersey. A recording of this and other broadcasts can be downloaded at www.blogtalkradio.com/papasay. This program has been brought to you by Big Gator Productions, which is solely responsible for its content. Remember to tune in next week at the same time for Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio.